June 6, 2013, an Al-Qaeda affiliate attack in Tunisia killed two soldiers and wounded two others. Islamist terrorists have been targeting North African countries for decades. Tunisia is a rare bastion of democracy and stability in MENA, the Middle East North Africa. That geographically defined area is not known for either of the aforementioned attributes. When was the last time someone said to you, "Hey, let's copy what they're doing in the Middle East"? Not recently, I'd wager. And yet for all its pluses, Tunisia does suffer a few minuses. It does live in a dangerous neighborhood in which violent extremist groups have infiltrated from Algeria and Libya, and its security forces are kept hopping. It has suffered from bad governance and an ailing economy. It may be a great place for Europeans, especially the Brits, to go for the beaches on cheap holidays, but I imagine few of its visitors want to stay. And it is the site of several terrorist attacks over the years. I covered many of these in my upcoming Intelligent Look at Terrorism podcast on terrorism in Africa, so have a listen there. One of those is today's featured attack. Two Tunisian soldiers were killed and at least two others wounded in a roadside explosion near the border with Algeria, the latest in a then series of attacks on soldiers pursuing Islamist terrorists along the border. The group responsible was believed to be an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the region, AQ in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, or AQIM. One may contest whether an attack on soldiers constitutes an act of terrorism. Many would say the victims must be civilians and that this attack is thus not of a terrorist nature. Regardless, AQIM is a terrorist group. Tunisia may be better off than many of its nearby nations, but it, like most countries, is not immune from terrorism. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.